In a world increasingly fractured by conflict, William Ury's insights arrive like a beacon of hope. Drawing on 50 years mediating some of history's most challenging disputes, from Cold War nuclear tensions to Colombia's decades-long civil war, Ury presents a revolutionary framework for transforming seemingly impossible situations. The central question driving his life's work emerged in post-war Europe. How can we deal with our deepest differences without destroying what we hold dear? Today, with unprecedented polarization and many Americans fearing civil war, this question has never been more urgent. The problem isn't conflict itself. We need constructive conflict that challenges injustice and stimulates growth. Rather, it's how destructively we handle our differences. Like navigating rapids, the only way out is through, transforming conflicts from destructive fighting into productive negotiation. The path to possible consists of three interconnected victories that unlock our full human potential. First, going to the balcony represents a victory with ourselves, stepping back to gain perspective in heated situations. Second, building a golden bridge creates victory with others by establishing pathways from confrontation to cooperation. Third, engaging the third side achieves victory with the whole community by activating the surrounding social ecosystem to help transform conflict. These victories aren't separate steps, but interconnected dimensions that work together. The balcony unlocks potential within us, the bridge unlocks potential between us, and the third side unlocks potential around us. This framework isn't just theoretical. It's been battle-tested in some of history's most intractable conflicts.
When Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez berated Ury as a fool at midnight before his entire cabinet, Ury mentally stepped onto an imaginary balcony above the scene. This self-regulation allowed him to listen until Chavez eventually asked for advice, creating an opening for a Christmas truce. Going to the balcony involves three powers: pausing, zooming in, and zooming out. During the Cuban Missile Crisis, Soviet officer Vasily Arkhipov demonstrated the power to pause by refusing to authorize a nuclear torpedo despite being under attack, preventing nuclear war. A transformative pause creates space between stimulus and response, just 90 seconds for fear and anger biochemicals to dissipate. Nelson Mandela exemplified this principle, using his 27-year imprisonment for self-reflection rather than rage. When Ury's infant daughter needed surgery, he initially rejected a doctor for insensitive comments. Upon learning he was the best pediatric surgeon available, Ury paused to consider what truly mattered, his daughter's well-being. This illustrates zooming in, focusing on underlying interests rather than positions. Positions are what we say we want, interests are why we want them. In a classic example, two students quarreling over an open library window found resolution when a librarian asked why each wanted their position. One needed fresh air, the other wanted to prevent papers from blowing around. Opening a window in an adjacent room satisfied both interests. To reach the deepest motivation, we must ask why multiple times. When a frustrated software sales director complained about customers demanding free customizations, repeatedly asking why he wanted to maintain revenues revealed his bedrock need: putting food on my family's table, giving him resolve to say no when necessary.
The second victory involves building pathways from confrontation to cooperation. At the 1978 Camp David negotiations, President Carter faced a deadlock between Israeli Prime Minister Begin, who insisted on keeping Jewish settlements in the Sinai, and Egyptian President Sadat, who demanded their removal. Using the one-text process, the U.S. team created 23 drafts that eventually satisfied both leaders' core needs: sovereignty for Egypt and security for Israel. Building a golden bridge involves listening to connect, creating options, and making agreement attractive. Deep listening requires dropping preconceptions. While interviewing Syrian rebel commanders, Ury met a young Salafist jihadist who turned out to be a poetry student. His stereotypes immediately crumbled as the young man recited beautiful classical Arabic poetry and revealed he had turned to fighting after being tortured for writing a politically sensitive poem. Creativity transforms conflicts into opportunities. In Colombia, Yuri facilitated an exercise where advisors role-played as FARC guerrilla leaders giving victory speeches, helping identify their core interests and developing a simple negotiating agenda that eventually led to peace. The Golden Bridge approach recognizes that people resist being pushed, but will often move willingly when given a path that meets their core needs while preserving dignity. This requires not just technical problem solving, but addressing emotional and identity concerns that often lie at the heart of intractable conflicts. The third victory involves activating the surrounding community to transform conflict. The Kuwa people of the Kalahari Desert, despite having deadly poison arrows, manage conflicts through community intervention, hiding weapons and gathering everyone around the campfire to talk until resolution emerges. South Africa's transformation from apartheid to democracy exemplified this on a national scale, achieving in 5 years what many predicted would take 30. External third-siders, the UN, governments, churches, students, sports federations, applied pressure through sanctions, while internal third-siders, business leaders, faith communities, civic organizations, worked across racial lines. The third side represents people power, individuals adopting the community's perspective while supporting conflict transformation, functioning like a social immune system. Engaging the third side involves hosting, creating dialogue space, helping, offering assistance, and swarming, mobilizing collective action. In Venezuela, during a dangerous 2003 political conflict, Yuri co-facilitated a public dialogue where participants shouted basta, enough, together, transforming fear into positive intention. Helping means assisting parties move from I can't to I can. In Colombia, Yuri resolved a month-long peace talk impasse in 20 minutes by suggesting a simple language change from institutional actors to state actors. Swarming tackles seemingly impossible situations through diverse teams using radical collaboration, as when Yuri assembled experts to help de-escalate North Korean nuclear tensions through 21 trips and numerous high-level meetings. We're all born as possibilists, naturally curious and open to possibilities. Today's world needs this mindset to transform conflicts at all levels. We face accelerating change, political polarization, environmental crises, and great power tensions threatening nuclear conflict. Our fundamental choice is whether to go to the gutter or the balcony, burn bridges or build them, force people to take sides or make room for the third side. The Path to the Possible addresses three dimensions of human potential: within us, the balcony, between us, the bridge, and around us, the third side. These form our innate superpowers for conflict transformation. In our divided world, this approach offers not just hope, but a practical roadmap for transforming difficult conflicts into opportunities for growth. The question isn't whether conflict transformation is possible, it's whether we'll choose to develop these natural abilities. If not you, who? If not now, when? By mastering these three victories, we can navigate challenging conflicts and discover that what seemed impossible is actually possible. Through practicing the balcony, building golden bridges, and engaging the third side, we unlock our collective potential to transform conflict into connection.